My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He is Kenneth Kwadi. He is a journalist and a political analyst. And before I go to him, I just want to open the article from IOL, which led to this conversation this afternoon. And it is this: a showdown between Mashaba and Zille is imminent as Action SA launches the Johannesburg mayoral race. Apparently, they've thrown it right open. That's why we are going to chat to you, Kenneth. Thanks for talking to me this afternoon. What have they done, Action SA, and why?
Good afternoon to you and to the listeners. Yes, Action SA have gone outside the traditional political space of inviting anyone who is interested to come or to apply for being a candidate in the upcoming elections of 2026 as the mayor of Joburg. We know that the DA has put forth the name of Helen Zille as the candidate, mayoral candidate in Johannesburg for the DA. And for the ANC, it is likelihood to be the current mayor, Dada Morero. I think they've also stepped out of their traditional way of doing things, of announcing, because the DA have already started campaigning in a way. So we are seeing more and more political parties inviting non-members outside their membership to come, which shows also that there's a vote of no confidence, not only in the Action SA but in other parties, because the ANC have been doing it, the DA have been doing it, but in the ANC it has not really been practical due to factional battles. So we have seen the announcement of the Action SA in the city of Ekurhuleni, where they have introduced the presenter of Sizokthola 99, the show in the 157 Moja Love, Xolani Khumalo, is going to be their mayoral candidate.
Take me back a couple of steps, just very quickly and quite briefly. Just explain to me the different approaches by the different parties in arriving at a mayoral candidate, specifically the ANC, the DA, and now Action SA.
So the DA have opened its application, so people are encouraged to apply for being mayors in different local municipalities, metros, and district municipalities. And they are going to, they have got the panel, and then it will decide on who is suitable to be a mayoral candidate in respective municipalities. And the ANC, what they do is that they go into what is known as a BGM, and then it's a meeting of a branch general meeting where the branch is going to be the candidate. And then they put forth at least four names of the people they prefer to be the candidate, either as councillors, mayors, yes, councillors or mayors. And they take this, those who have been elected, those who have been selected in those meetings, to a community meeting for the community to decide or to endorse those that the ANC have elected. And if the community is not happy, that's what the ANC have been doing. If the community is not happy with those that the ANC have presented, the members of the ANC, then the community have got a right to come with those that they think are highly qualified and they are not members of the ANC. So what Action SA is now doing, it's more similar to those of the DA and the ANC. So they have opened up the applications to even those who are not members of the party.
SA. That's absolutely revolutionary. I'd never would have thought that in a million years that you would have put up a candidate who wasn't even a member of your party. That's pretty mind-blowing to me. Let's just look at that in a little more depth. So the article kind of argues that many educated individuals have left politics because they're tired of the mafias and the cartels running the show. Do you think initiatives like this could bring real talent back into the fold?
I think it will take a of time because people have lost confidence in the political landscape, especially in South Africa, where you were seeing the mafia and the cartel behavior. Since 2007, when Jacob Zuma came in, I think corruption was institutionalized, and then you started seeing criminals who were operating, at least selling drugs and others. They got in, and then they started to dominate in tenders, and then they were even elected as mayors and as public representatives. So it will be difficult to root them out of the political system and bring decent men and women in South Africa. So it can happen, but it will take a lot of efforts from political parties, all of them.
Do you think that this particular move by Action SA is a genuine attempt to democratize, or is it more of a political strategy to gain attention ahead of the elections?
I think both. It's genuine in a way that we are seeing what they are doing in the city of Tshwane, and the fact that it's not really much of a big party, and they want to attract more people into joining and supporting them towards especially the elections of 2029. So they are coming up with strategies, political strategies that are going to attract more people, as we are seeing now. So I think it's both. It's genuine, and it is also strategically sound to try and come up with approaches that other parties have not probed or have not tried before.
Why is it that some analysts are arguing that this is the move that will set the stage for a showdown between Herman Mashaba and Helen Zille? How do they get to that?
Yeah, I think most people, even from the Action SA, they are encouraging their president, Herman Mashaba, to be the candidate of Action SA in the city of Johannesburg. We know that he did not finish his term when he was the mayor representing the DA in that city. And we know that he still appealed to more people or to many people in the city of Johannesburg. So he stands to, because he's on the ground, so he stands to benefit a lot in the electoral fortunes in the city of Johannesburg. And also we are seeing that Helen Zille is going to really give them a run for their money. We know that he has got the support. We are already seeing a lot of support. Even the ANC is currently scared of what may be after the next year's election. So it will only be fair that the Action SA brings somebody who is not a lightweight to come and
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yes.
And then I think, if I remember correctly, Helen's gone on record as saying that she'll only take up the position if she wins by a clear majority. She's not prepared to go into coalition with anybody. Do you think that this move by the Action SA is almost like a Curtis Silva move in the American election, in that it's just going to split the vote and make the outcome all that much more unclear?
Yeah, and it's not only the Action SA. So we are going to see a lot of parties, even the EFF, where you have got Maibuye now, you are going to have SACP and many other parties which are going to instill the divided vote. So you are not going to have one party that is going to win the majority in all the city, in all the metros in Gauteng. So since 2016 until today, even after next year's elections, we are not going to see any or a single party dominating the political scene in these three metros in Ekurhuleni, Johannesburg, and also Tshwane. So you are always going to have parties coming together to form a coalition in order to lead. So I think Helen Zille is too ambitious. I don't think that they can. Yes.
Okay. Kenneth Kwadi, journalist and political analyst, thank you for your time this afternoon. We're going to leave it there, but I'm definitely wiser having spoken to you. Thank you for that.